And it is bonus pod time for Fat to Fit or Else. I am the Stretch Ari. Welcome to the show. I am glad to be back on a Friday. Got a busy weekend. Here is some update and some news and some good news. I am moving into the apartment this weekend. Back with initially just my wife. My daughter has a couple of more weeks of school. And then she will be at the apartment with us. And that will be nice. It'll be the first time we've been all together since January 7th, actually, the morning of the last time we were all together in our home. So there we are, also making headway on getting bids for the rebuild, and hopefully that moves forward. It's crazy. I can't shout out enough Luke Melcher. That dude's got his construction company. He has great videos on Instagram. It was crazy. It never ceases to amaze me as I see, every time I go there, something that makes me sad. Just seeing my town burn down is one thing, but there's been a video, and of all places I saw this video from, oh my God, what are their names? The MTV kids that live near me. Spencer and Heidi, that was it. Spencer and Heidi, Heidi Montag, Spencer Pratt, they lived very near me, and they had a house there, and they lost their home as well. And I've seen a lot of, Spencer's had some good videos on this, even though, you know, think what you want of the guy, but I've appreciated his videos, and I've looked at them, and he put one out this week, and it was like a montage of just the fire, and the fire experience, and I'm sure people posted them online, and he kind of took them, and I think Heidi had a new song they were putting to the fire video, which was weird, but whatever. And in one of those videos, it was the house directly across the street from me burning on fire. And it was, I haven't seen any, like, I've seen all the videos of the houses burning. You typically don't know where they are, but when you see one that you see every day of your life for the last 23 years on fire, it was a punch in the nuts, man. It was just like, oh. Because I immediately shot, and where that video was shot from literally was from like my backyard, right up where my backyard is where they filmed that. And it just made me think my house was probably on fire at that same time. It was probably burning at that same time. Just, oh, man, sad, sad, sad. And then more sad news is that ICE will be staying here in Downey, and I will be going back. I have a plan to get to spend 3 days a week with ICE out of the 7, so not ideal, but I'm not giving up on my dog. I'm not getting rid of my dog. I love my dog, and that dog, something about a dog that has just this unconditional love. And I'm the kind of person that I go to the pound and I'm sad and I want to adopt every dog there. And I think probably most of you are like that too. And I want to save strays and I want to help any way that I can. And I really love my dog. And through this last few months, I haven't seen my family that much. I mean, my mom and dad I see every day, but my wife, my daughter. And Ice has been with me every day. Ice has been my constant companion. That dog loves me more than anything I've ever seen. He is attached to me. And I was telling the story to my mom tonight because he does this insane crying and barking. If you were the neighbor, you would think that dog's pissed off. He's going to kill somebody. It's just the noise he does at the door when he knows I'm home. And he's going crazy because he wants to get to me. And he doesn't. He just wants to sit up on the fence and see me and wants me to pet him. And he's excited to see me. That's all it is. But he did that when we went to get him. We went to the pound. We saw him. Remember, he was in there as a puppy. He grew up in the pound. He was now almost 2 when we rescued him. And the poor guy was never seen by anyone. No one ever wanted to adopt him. And we were the first people to ever come say, hey, take that dog out into, you know, the little play area and bring him to us. And he couldn't have been more affectionate to everyone in the family. And he was so excited. And then we didn't get him because my wife then got cold feet and said, no, I don't want him. No, don't. And then I was like, I'm going to go back and get that dog and I'm going to go back tomorrow. And when I came back, when I got to his cage and I said, I want that dog, let's go get him. When he saw me, he did that. He remembered me from the day before and he cried and he barked like he wanted to kill me. And I was like, is this dog mad at me or whatever? But now I realize that's just an excitement. It's just a thing. And I thought, you know what? He's not mad. He literally knows I'm here to save him. And he was so happy. He was so happy. So that's my ice story. One last ice story. Last night we were at the park and we were walking on the sidewalk. And I saw what I assumed to be like a dead rat, but it was super fuzzy. It was the fuzzy fuzzball, but it was like the size of a rat. And then when we got close to it, it turned around and it was the cutest, and I know this sounds crazy, little baby possum, little bitty baby possum. And it was just sitting there on the sidewalk by itself. No other possums around, no mama around. And it turned and almost walked towards us. That's how innocent this thing was. And Ice, of course, went nuts. It was like he was trying to get to it, and I'm sure he was going to try to eat it. So I pulled him away, and we went on our way and went to the dog park and played and did our thing. And then when we were coming back, it was there again. Like, I think it was waiting for its mama to come back. It was heartbreaking. All right, I have one more weird animal story, and then I will get to some workout stuff. This happened at work today, and you guys know that I do security, and you know that I did for 2 years security at the college, and I worked overnights at the college because at that same time I was doing a daily radio show on Big 49, so I wanted to work overnights, and then I would do the radio show during the day when I would get home, and it was just, that was a rough time of my life, but I dealt with homeless people every day. Every day, there was a homeless person trying to get on that campus, and that was during COVID when the campus was closed, and they're trying to get on, they're trying to steal, they're trying to break into stuff, rape people. There's just bad stuff with homeless people that I've dealt with. And at my current job, any issues I ever have are homeless people trying to either poop on our property, pee on our walls, get into the gates to steal something out of the cars. It's just, you got to watch them because they're up to no good most of the time. And today I saw one, and he was on the camera, and he had his pants down, and he was on a bicycle, and he had a couple of plastic trash bags in his hand. And right at that time, and typically I can open the gate. When I open the gate, they'll run away because they're, oh no, someone's coming, so they'll run away. So I opened the gate, and he ran away. Right then, a truck pulled up, and I had to go outside and check in his truck. So now I walked outside, and I had opened the gate, and this homeless guy was now going to be coming my way. I knew I was going to run into him, which is fine. I liked him to see me. I liked him to see that I'm armed, and I will usually razz them and tell them to move on and don't come near our property again, or I will fuck them up. That's just how it is. So I turn the corner, and this guy's pants are still down, and he's sitting on the sidewalk in front of our property. You can't do anything about them being on the sidewalk. They can sleep on the sidewalk and you can't do anything. Now, granted, I do anyways. I don't allow it at our property. I keep it clean and moving. And he's laying on the ground, and I'm walking towards him, but I'm really trying to get to the truck, who is down at the other gate. And I say, hey, what are you doing? And he starts yelling at me, and I realize this is a real crazy person. This isn't... There's a lot of homeless people that act crazy, and then when they realize I'm about to beat the shit out of them, spraying with pepper spray, or lo and behold, they have a weapon, I pull my gun on them, they always get this moment of clarity, and I'm like, see, they're not really crazy. Well, no, this guy was legitimately crazy. I didn't pull a weapon on him, but he was legitimately crazy. And then as I get a little closer, I hear barking, like, and I'm like, is this mofo barking at me? Like, is he really that crazy? And then all of a sudden, out of a plastic bag, a dog pokes its head out, and it's ferocious, like growling and snarling, and it's biting him and barking at me, and he's trying to hold it, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? And he says, first thing this guy says to me, which it literally made my blood turn cold, because they say crazy stuff to you or nothing, or they're F you, or get away from me, or don't bother me. Heard all of that. The first thing he said to me, he stopped, the dog still snarling and barking, and he said, in the creepiest voice you've ever heard, I'm not a molester. That's what he says. And I'm like, and then now I'm like, well, what the F are you doing here? You got to get out of here. And he says, well, I'm not. And then I'm like, but his pants are down. He has a dog in a plastic bag. The dog is matted as hell. Like it's a little dog with long hair, and the hair's just matted and gnarled, dreadlocky looking thing. And it's nasty. And this dog is barking, and it is a nasty little dog. But he's biting him, but it's mad at me for walking up on him. It was creepiest thing I've ever seen. And the fact that the dog was in a black trash bag, like, it was effing bizarre. It was bizarre. That bothered me all day. And I got him out of there, and I was like, get the F out of here. And he kept barking, and the guy barking at me, like, yeah, he was saying crazy stuff like, Arizona blew up, and so did New Orleans, and da-da-da-da-da. He was legitimately crazy. And it was fun. But that something about I'm not a molester made me think immediately, you're an effing molester. Why would you say that to me? And then that dog, why was his pants down? Why was the dog in a plastic bag? There was so much. And to be honest with you, I didn't even think of calling the police, because the police won't do jack shit unless a homeless person is physically attacking you. They won't even come. So, and that is factual. Weird, weird, weird. That was something that bothered me all day. Still bothering me right now as I think about it. All right. Let's get back to my working out stories. I had a couple of good workout stories. How about this one? Let's talk about this, because this is something good for everyone. It's great for you ladies, and it's great for us guys. I'm talking about glute booty exercises for the women. Nothing better than a nice toned booty. Booty and legs. That's what these are. And they say you could do these little workouts. It's like a 15-minute workout you could do. And it's all for the legs and the booty, which is all good for everyone, like I said. And they say do 2 to 3 sets per exercise. Limit the number of repetitions per movement to a maximum of 14, because you're trying to get through this quick. And they say if you want to make it a little stronger, you can use a little weight, but most of these are body weight exercises, or like a yoga pose type deal. Take 20 to 40 seconds between each exercise, and to keep your body moving lightly during this time. And they say avoid a complete stop between sets, so slow it down for 20 to 40 seconds and then get back at it. And here's we are. The first one, this is a good one. This one I will even say is approved for dudes. It's a good leg exercise, but I can't do them. Seriously, couldn't do any because my knees are so shot. Walking lunges. Start by taking a wide step forward. You take a big step forward with one leg, and then the back leg behind you. Basically let your knee come all the way down as low as you can, touch the ground or a couple inches from the ground, and then you push yourself back up. That's all booty. That whole thing, that is your quads and your booty. It puts a lot of pressure on your knee, a lot of strain on your knee if you have bad knees. I do not recommend doing that because you will hurt afterwards. But if you don't have bad knees, it's a good exercise. Not a bad thing. Now, the second one, I had no idea what they were. I had to look it up. It's called the rainbow, where you get down on all fours like you were going downtown to dirty backdoor town, like you're doing that. You get down there, hands and feet on the ground. Extend one leg backward and keep the tip of your toe slightly elevated, and then you start basically drawing semicircles in the air with your pointed toe as if you were painting a rainbow, and you're squeezing the glutes the whole time. Say crucial not to let that foot touch the ground at any point during the movement, and you do 10 repetitions of that with each leg, 10 with the left, 10 with the right. Paint that rainbow with that beautiful booty. That's what you're doing. So that's a good one. Next one is the pulse squat. Open your legs to shoulder width with your feet slightly turned outward. 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock. And then you lower your hips as you were going to sit in a chair, basically. And then as soon as you get the weight distributed mainly on your heels, once you're in the lowest position, so you're about to sit, so you're in sitting position, pop up. And then sit back down, then pop up and sit down. You do that 10 times. And then the next one, there's 5 exercises in total. The squat with a sidekick. So you perform in a traditional bodyweight squat, bending your knees, keeping your back straight, and as you rise, extend one leg to the side with a little like side kick. Wacha! Wacha! And you have to say wacha as you're doing it. It's motivational. So you squat, pump, wacha! Squat, pump, wacha! Very good. Very good stuff. And remember, when you're doing these, if you do no weight or body weight exercises and you concentrate on squeezing the glutes or whatever muscle you're working on for that exercise, you will get a lot out of that. You will totally get a lot out of that. Very, very good to concentrate on that squeeze as you're pushing up. So even if it's a squat, when you're coming up, literally squeeze your butt cheeks together, like crank them up and come up as you're doing that. And you'll get extra out of it. And then the last one is the isometric bear crawl hold, where you get down on your hands and knees like you're going to get ready to start a wheelbarrow race where somebody grabs your feet. You lift your knees off the ground a few inches, keeping your back straight and your core engaged. And then you just hold it for 30 seconds, then rest. Hold it. So you're like, you're going to do a bear crawl, but you don't actually crawl anywhere. So it's good. You could do this in your living room. You could do this in where, you know, whatever room you have, your bedroom. It's a good, all of this can be done. So if you're not jumping around, unless you're in an apartment with someone living below you, I used to have that on Saturday mornings, had a big girl lived upstairs and she'd be doing some Jane Fonda workout because it was that long ago. And I'd be like, bang. And then when she bounced on the floor, my little glass lampshade that covered the light bulbs was little loose and it would go bink, 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 and the bulb would hit it. And I want to go up there and punch her in her fat face. But I never did. I was nice. I never even yelled at her or anything. I just put a pillow over my head or put earplugs in and try to get some sleep because she would do that like 8 o'clock in the morning. And that was in the days when I was getting up at like 3 a.m. the rest of the week. Yeah, I hated that fat girl. Just saying. Keeping it real deal, Holyfield. That's how I roll, yo. Keeping it reals. What do I got this weekend besides moving? I'm going to be building furniture. Well, the furniture is being delivered. Some of it, beds. We bought beds. Those are all being delivered. I'll be putting those together. And then refrigerator is in. Appliances are in, like we're ready to roll. I'm excited to be back with my family as much as I'm going to miss my dog. All my dogs, because I still won't have my German Shepherd. My wife's now hinting like she wants to bring the Shepherd over there every now and then, and I'm like, oh yeah, go F yourself. That barking asshole you want to bring over there, yet you don't want Ice over there, who is a non-barking other than when he sees me. Even when Ice wants to fight, he doesn't bark. He just fights. Hey, not having that. Just on a matter of principle, that barking ass Shepherd is not coming over there if Ice can't come. But she's like, just sometimes. I'm like, yeah, well, if Ice can come sometimes, then we're fine. But no, other than that, no dogs. We might bring the pug. The pug literally will sleep in his bed, go outside and pee, and we got a front yard and a backyard that's enclosed, but not for the big dogs. We'll bite someone, both of them. The Shepherd especially is nasty, and there's a lot of foot traffic going past that apartment building. It's on a pretty busy street. And I will be in my new neighborhood, so I will be back on the west side next time you guys hear from me on the next podcast. I will be back on my side of town where I have lived for about 30 years. I've lived over there because even before I got married, I had an apartment in Marina Del Rey. I had an apartment in Santa Monica, and then moved in with my wife after that. Crazy, I am old. All right, you guys, have a great weekend. I will talk to you from the new area. We'll see how the new podcast sounds with the new digs on the very next episode. So have a great weekend. I will talk to you on Monday.